Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimal, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Misha haya beto samuch lebet Avodah Zarah. Somebody whose house was next to an Avodah Zarah place where they worshipped, if his house and the place where they worshipped shared a wall. Venafal, and that wall fell down. Asur libnoto. He's not allowed to rebuild the wall in the same spot, because if he's rebuilding the wall, even though it's for his own home, he's technically building a wall for idol worship. Kesad ya'ase, what should he do to rebuild the wall so he can actually live in the house? Kones betoch shelo arba amot ubone. What he should do is go into his own property for amot, so move away from the place of Avodah Zarah at least for amot, because within four amot is some sort of protection, and then build a wall over there, and that wall that he builds will serve him alone, and it won't be for the idol worship house. Haya shelo veshel Avodah Zarah, the land where the wall stood was partly his and partly the idols. Nidon mehetza al mehetza. Let's say he was a 50-50 partner in it. Then he calculates half of the land under as his and half as the Avodah Zarah. So the Avodah Zarah's portion wouldn't count to his four amot, but the Jews' half would. For example, let's say the wall itself was two amot wide, and he owns half of it. So what he could count towards the four amot that he is trying to be away from the Avodah Zarah is one of those amot plus three more for a distance of four away. That would be something that he could do in order to build a new wall four amot away from the Avodah Zarah. Avanav etzav ve'afaro mitame'in kesheret. The stones, the wood, and the sand transmit tum'ah like a sheretz. Shene emar, shakes teshakesenu. Like the pasuk says, you should treat it with disgust, talking about the Avodah Zarah. So the Avodah Zarah transmits tum'ah like a sheretz. Sheretz transmits tum'ah bemaga, with touch. So an idol does as well. But a sheretz only transmits through touch, touching the actual idol, but not to somebody who carries it without actually touching it. Let's say they carry it with something in between. That would not transmit tum'ah. According to the previous opinion, an idol is compared to a sheretz, and therefore it doesn't transmit tum'ah to somebody who carries it without directly touching it. We'll bring another opinion that says that we have a more stringent opinion. Rabbi Akiva omer kenida, says Rabbi Akiva, the stone, wood, and sand of Avodah Zarah transmit tum'ah like a nida. Shene emar tizrem kemo dava se tomar lo, like the pasuk in Yeshaya says, you will scatter them like a distant nida. You will tell it leave. So we say, we compare the Avodah Zarah to Nida. Ma Nida mitame'a b'masa, af Avodah Zarah mitame'a b'masa. This comparison between a Nida and an idol tells us, just like a Nida transmits Tum'ah when it's actually even carried, same thing with Avodah Zarah. The Nida is like an Avodah Zarah. The idol also transmits Tum'ah when it's carried, even without touching it. These opinions, both of them are not biblical, but it's Asmachta be'alma. It's a rabbinic type of tum'ah, and the rabbis are using the text of Pisukim in order to support the law that they're creating on a derabanan level.